wise, discerning soul. Let works, not words, be shown. For meekness is the wiser goal than any boast we own. To wisdom's call along the road, two voices in the street. One carries heaven's gentle load, one draws us to defeat. Oh, give me wisdom from above, first pure, then gentle, kind. And let the mercy of that love leave envy far behind. There is a wisdom hard and cold that never leaves the ground. It worships power, place, and gold, where strife and pride abound. At Babel rose a tower tall to make the builder's name. Confusion came and scattered all, abandoned to their shame. Oh, give me wisdom from above, first pure, then gentle, kind. And let the mercy of that love leave envy far behind. Two trees in Eden's garden stood, one life and one of woe. The first bore wisdom pure and good, worth more than gold below. The serpent lied, they all believed, as gods with opened eyes. They took the fruit and soon perceived how wisdom turns to lies. Oh, give me wisdom from above, first pure, then gentle, kind. And let the mercy of that love leave envy far behind. In Babylon a captive stood, with wisdom not his own. He read the dreams no wise man could, and bowed to God alone. The crafty men who watched him kneel laid snares they thought were wise, but lions' mouths that God can seal made fools of clever eyes. The princes of this world were blind, they nailed him to the tree. But there the wisdom none could find was hung for all to see. For Christ has made our life and light, our wisdom whole and new. And what the wise called loss and night was God's own wisdom true. But wisdom from the Father falls like light on waking eyes. It answers gently when it calls and never wears disguise. It bends to hear the wounded plea, it shows no partial face. Its mercy sets the debtor free and fills the room with grace. Oh, give me wisdom from above, first pure, then gentle, kind. And let the mercy of that love leave envy far behind.